survey asked men to name their favorite subjects to talk about. Their favorite subjects when guys did get together, you know, a little guy talk. Here's the top five. Number five, television. Number four, family. Number three, work. Number two, sports. And number one, news and current events.
Lie. Lies, lies, lies.
I was with some guys last night, and I can tell you in the top five here, we did not talk about TV. We talked about family. We talked about work. And we talked about sports. We did not talk about really any current events.
There's something that immediately pops up into my head that should be much higher on that list.
That came in at number 10, if you're thinking of that little three-letter word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely was in the top 10, and then they're lying. Stop trying to sound intelligent, guys. You're not fooling anybody. And I think this survey might be a little skewed as well. A new Harris poll on America's favorite books just came out, and these are the top five. To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. The Lord of the Rings series by J.R.R. Tolkien. The Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling. Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell. And the Bible. Yeah, I think in the rest of the top 10, they're all classics. Like, there's no Twilight. There's right. None of these new common books, except for Harry Potter, basically. But I can honestly say that I think I've only read...
There's not many
two
on that
of
list.
These?
Hey, look at that full top 10. No.
These are Gone with the Wind. That's a long book. Like, unless you're forced to read this in high school, you're not going to read them.
Yeah.
So, like,
To Kill a Mockingbird, which, by the way, is a
good
story.
Well, that's the only one that I have actually read. I tried to read Little Women. I rented the movie instead.
A couple random facts for you. One out of three Americans has not been to the dentist in at least a year.
Guilty.
One on three. The fastest growing medium for music is vinyl.
Hipsters.
Vinyl sales are up 745% since 2008. Yeah, let's hear it for vinyl coming back. And a PG-13 movie, the F word can only be used one time. If you use it twice in the movie, you automatically get the R rating.
Huh.
So one time.
Interesting.
And that's why in Anchorman, they saved it for Ron Burgundy saying, go... yourself, San Diego.
Well, there's a 77-year-old woman in England. Her name is Patricia Cooper. She hasn't left her house in 47 years. 47 years. Because she's agoraphobic. So that basically means she's afraid to go outside.
Right.
She recently found out that her 26-year-old grandson was being honored by the Queen for his community outreach work. So last Thursday, she... braved her battle,
wow. And
she surprised him by showing up to the ceremony, and now she says she might start going to her local bingo night.
Hasn't been out of the house in 47 years.
That's... But I mean, basically, to see her grandson's being honored by the Queen, I think
she's like, I gotta do this one.
She did say she was scared, terrified the whole time.
I'm sure.
But she said afterward it was definitely worth it.
All right, y'all, we know you're supposed to eat right and exercise, but there are a bunch of other small things you can do for your body, like meditate, get enough sleep, floss, sweat, wear sunglasses, drink tea, and make whoopee. Those are things that you also should be doing to keep yourself healthy. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.